This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hun Demers, CPA with Parmelis & Associates. Last week, we talked about some of the common issues that you are doing to screw up your cash reserves as a business owner. If you listened to last week's episode and it sounded familiar, then this week is really for you. How to get your cash reserves back up, all your options on getting cash is exactly what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Don't forget my new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for auto repair shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions, is now available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle for purchase. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services Parmelis offers auto repair shops like yours? Email us at info@parmelis.com. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors for being such loyal supporters of the show. If you need to hire top talent for your top shop, give Promotive a call. If you need to get your back office under control, give Wicked File a call. If you need to get your shop back in the right direction, give Maverick Shop Owners a call. And if you need to get your marketing kicked into overdrive, give Overdrive Marketing a call today. It's time to hire a superstar for your business. What a grind you have in front of you. Great news, you don't have to go at it alone. Introducing Promotive, a full-service staffing solution for your shop. Let them do the heavy lifting and enlist your hiring partner online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Building a profitable shop is one thing. Building profit and freedom into the same business, that's what the Maverick Shop Owners video training is all about. Our listeners can get free access at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. What happened if you knew next week's car count before it happened? Overdrive combines real marketing leadership with AI-powered campaigns through Overdrive OS. It predicts slowdowns, it launches offers, and tracks your ROI automatically. Stop guessing, start controlling growth, and visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. What we're going to talk about this week is really the real conversation that I had with my client that made me think about, we probably have to talk about this episode. We've talked about this in times in the past, but I think the reasons and maybe some of the symptoms have changed over the years. When I talked to my client, he was really kind of talking about what we're going to talk about this week, getting into the reasons of why he kind of got into a cash crunch on there was exactly of what we talked about last week. One or two of those symptoms were probably what got him into this cash crunch. But what we're going to be talking about this week is very similar to what we were talking about for him. Is there a short-term component of this, and this short-term component going to fix all of your ills? However, for a lot of people, there's probably an instant Band-Aid solution and a longer solution to really get yourself in the right position. The overall idea here, though, is if you need money, you either need it right now or you need it in the future. I'll give you a great example of that. If you do not have any money in your bank account right now, your options on how you get cash are a lot different than if you plan to remodel your shop in the next 6 months. If you're already out of cash, you need money yesterday. If you are trying to do a building expansion, some sort of large remodel, you have a lot of time to plan this. This is the first point that I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to really hammer this home. If you are already out of money, it is too late. If you're already out of money, it is too late to go with most of the conventional ideas that we're going to talk about a little bit later in this episode. Good news with you is there is things that you can do right now if you're already out of cash, but all of these are Band-Aid solutions to probably get you into another option here. The way that I would equate this, it's very similar to advertising. If you start advertising when your shop is slow on it, it's too late. Why? Because of two reasons. One, first and foremost, is if you're thinking to yourself, I need to advertise, that means the shop is already slow and you're already losing money. Also, just like going out and finding financing, refinancing a mortgage on it, advertising takes some time. So if you say, hey, I'm slow in the shop and you turn on your advertising, do you think you're going to get instant results? The answer is no, and it's the exact same thing with cash. If you're already out of cash, you can't wait 90 days to refinance your mortgage. You need money now. If you're thinking to yourself, Hunt, this is me. I've messed up. I've paid down my debt. I've taken out too much money on it. Whatever the reason it is that you got yourself into this cash crunch, if you're already out of cash now, here are kind of three or four things that I would be doing immediately. First and foremost, we need to preserve cash. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, Hunt, duh. Of course, I'm not going to spend my money. But a lot of you guys are looking at this a little bit differently. Would you rather have a credit card balance with 30 grand and still have 30 grand in your bank account or have no credit cards at all? This is the same idea that I kind of harped on last week of getting yourselves into these issues. A lot of times you guys get yourself into a cash crunch by paying off all these credit cards too quickly. If you are out of cash, the first thing that you should do is leverage your credit cards. I get it. No one wants to run a credit card balance. The good news is that if you're in a short-term cash crunch, you might even be able to use American Express to get you out of this. Think about this right now. You went out, you paid $15,000 for a new short black from the dealership for a customer that had a blown engine. Frivolously, you kind of use your debit card on that, and now you got yourself into a cash crunch. The good news is once you finish that job and that customer comes in and pays, you're going to get much more than the 15 grand. It's going to fix your cash flow issues. But in the meantime, you can't pay any bills. So in that case, what am I doing? Well, first and foremost, I probably would have put that engine on a credit card anyways so that my expense matched up to my income on there. But if I didn't do that, I end up using my debit card, then what I'm going to do is in my expenses in the interim, I'm going to run it on my credit card. Maybe you are COD and you used a check for all of your parts deliveries. You're out of cash right now. You need to preserve your bank balance on that. So pay it with your credit card. Run your credit card balances up to preserve your cash. At the end of the day, if you get to the end of the month and you're like, wait, I didn't actually need to run up my credit card on it, then great, pay the statement, pay down that money. Am I advocating for you to run a high credit card balance? No, this is a short-term solution if you're out of cash. If you're out of cash, leverage your credit cards. They're the quickest and easiest things to get. They're the quickest and easiest things to request a credit increase on. And if you're a little bit creative on here, you can also avoid the interest. This isn't going to work if you're habitually late on bills and you have bad credit. But if you're saying to yourself, Hunt, I've never really got into this cash crunch before, you can probably go around and transfer this balance a couple times to buy yourself 60, 90, maybe even 180 days. This is the first thing I would do, because if you don't have money, you can't pay your bills, you get shut off, you can't pay your sales tax, nothing else matters. But what else are we doing immediately when we notice that we don't have any cash? We need to start analyzing frivolous expenses, but we need to be very careful about that. So if you're going down through there and you got a bunch of subscriptions that you never use, what a great time to try and get lean and mean. We don't have any money. The last thing that you need to be doing is spending money on stuff that you're not using. But I am not going to give you a list of expenses to cut, because if anything, I'm going to harp on the idea of what I said here. Analyze frivolous expenses carefully. One of your largest expenses that you have the ability to cut is advertising. And I see a knee-jerk reaction a lot of times when people run out of money, they immediately stop all their advertising. Turn off Google AdWords, turn off the mailers. We don't have any money to spend right now. The reality of that is that you don't have the money to not spend that money. If you are in a cash crunch, and I would assume your sales are down, what do you think cutting off the mailers is going to do? Do you think that that's going to be your path to work back out of this cash crunch, or you think it's going to compound your sales and profit issue? There's other expenses you go down through there. Hey, I'm going to cut tacos on Friday. Great, it's going to save you $50, but what do you think that's going to do to the morale of the shop or the overall production of the shop? Analyze these expenses. If it is frivolous, if it is personal, if it's not something you need right now, cut it out. You're broke, get rid of it. But also, don't be too short-sighted here and ignore some of the lasting effects cutting some of these expenses. Last but not least on here, and probably the most important one, is analyze what got you into this issue. And this is where I would stop here. If you're saying, Hunt, what are you talking about? I don't have cash. I don't have time to figure this out right now. Go back and listen to last week's episode. I'll give myself credit. I didn't do this on purpose. I actually wrote this one, probably 15, 20 minutes before I recorded this. But understanding why you screwed up your cash reserves is so much more important than fixing your cash reserves. The reason is if you don't understand what got yourself in this position, preserving your cash, getting rid of these frivolous expenses, getting your reserves back up, it's not going to matter if you don't understand what got you into this issue. It's going to be a revolving cycle, and we see this too much. What is a great example of that to kind of hammer this home? People that don't understand paying down their debt too aggressively. We'll go back and let's use that same example of the credit cards. I have guys that run up their credit cards. The credit card balance gets up to $60,000. They end up having a couple good months on there. They end up paying this down and they're now debt-free. But just like we talked about before, they're debt-free with no cash. Business goes back down. They end up racking back up the credit cards on this and they have the same exact cycle. Now, if they really understood their issues, they would have taken a look at that and maybe the second time they did this and said, I get it. I might feel shame about having these high interest credit card balances, but I need to be realistic with myself. My business is not profitable enough to pay all of this back in 4 months. So I have a plan to pay this back over 2 years. Yeah, it's going to cost you more in interest, but you're going to be able to pay off this debt while maintaining your reserves. As we'll talk about a little bit later, for a lot of you guys, you might need a short-term and longer-term solution. I'm broke right now. I need to run up my credit cards. I need to get this stuff under control, but then I can go out and I can refinance my mortgage and really get the cash that I need and give myself a good runway. The last one on here is maybe you weren't profitable. If the reason that you keep on getting into debt is that you're not profitable, if you don't analyze the underlying profitability issue, then no bank is ever going to give you money and no bank ever should give you money. Banks look for two things, cash flow and collateral. And a lot of times they'll do this without collateral. But if a bank looks at a business that's losing money, they're going to say, why are we going to throw more fuel onto this fire? This is already a sinking ship. You cannot afford your current expenses, let alone a loan payment over and above this. Fix your profits, analyze your reserves, and then you can build your plan out of here. If you have a negative number at the end of your P&L, how are you ever going to get yourself out of debt, let alone build your cash reserves?
Shop owners, are you struggling to find and retain top-tier talent for your automotive shop? Introducing Promotive, on the web at gopromotive.com. With over 40 years of combined industry recruiting experience, we're the ultimate staffing solution. We go beyond traditional agencies. Our team provides dedicated recruiters and account managers advising on processes, compensation, and benefits. We focus on placing technicians and service advisors with shops that offer the best culture, training, and long-term growth opportunities. Trust our experience to match the right talent to your shop. We carefully select shops that value employee excellence and provide an environment for success. Our dedicated team leads the entire process, leveraging our industry knowledge and expertise. Partner with Promotive and experience their advantage to help you build a high-performing team that drives your shop's growth. Visit GoPromotive.com today and let us help find and keep the best talent in the industry.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today.
You're working on growing a more profitable shop. That's critical. But the profit doesn't automatically give you the freedom or reduce your stress. That's exactly what the 24-video blueprint course by Maverick Shop Owners addresses. Customers, sales, profit, people, systems, and freedom. How to build profit and freedom into the same business. Get free access for our listeners only at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint.
Most shops don't have a marketing problem. They have a systems problem. Overdrive.os was built to solve that. It's not another vendor. It's your AI-powered marketing operating system built specifically for auto repair shop. It predicts slow weeks before they happen, automatically launches revenue-driving campaigns, tracks ROI down to the dollar, and optimizes performance in real time. No guesswork, no wasted ad spend, no hope marketing, just predictable car count, stronger retention, and measurable profitability. Schedule a strategy call today and let's build your growth engine. Visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. now that you say, all right, Hunt, I got the short term under control, or hey, Hunt, maybe I didn't even have any of those short term expenses. This is really more for a longer term fix. I got myself into some bad straits. I've built my money back up. How much money do I need? This is a common mistake because, again, just like how you guys get into this kind of vicious debt cycle, a lot of times you guys don't fully get yourself out of the debt cycle because you guys try to be too cheap on it. What you really need to pay off all your credit cards, to get that credit line down to a reasonable level, and to give yourself some reserves is $200,000. But you don't want to do this. You like the idea of being debt-free on it, so you only get $100,000. It doesn't fix your issue. It's only a Band-Aid solution, which is a much longer and more expensive Band-Aid. So really, I don't know what you need, but I'm going to double it. And I'm going to be a little bit facetious on this, but really, guys, you're going out to get this loan, to get this refinance, to give yourself some breathing room. I'd rather pay a little bit of extra interest, especially if it's 25, 30 years on this, than again, do this to only partially fix my problem. And that leads me to my second one. How long do you think you need to pay it back? Why do high interest credit card loans never work? Because they're taking 20% of your sales for the next 6 months. A lot of you aren't even making 20% net income and you're going to be cash flow negative. We'll talk about that a little bit more a little bit later. But the idea here is the longer you have to pay it back, the higher in interest it's going to be, but the easier it's going to be to pay back. My advice, get more money than you think that you'll need. You can always give it back to them. And get as long of terms as you possibly can. Think you can pay it back in 5 years? Get 10-year terms from the bank. If they give it to you, you can always pay it back in 5 years. And if things get tough, you can always lower down that payment. Get more than you think you need. You can always give it back. Get a longer term than you think you're going to need. You can always pay it back quicker. All right, Hunt, you scared me enough. I got some things in the short term. I think I know how much I need and how long I'm going to ask to get it paid back. Where should I get this money? I'm going to be ranking this based on, I guess, like, this is the best case scenario. This is the worst case scenario. The first option, and this is not going to apply to a lot of people. So if you don't own the dirt that your building is on or don't own other real estate on this, then skip to option two. Remember what I said. Banks like cash flow and collateral. I hope all of your businesses, I hope, have cash flow. Most of your businesses have virtually no collateral. The reason I say that is, let's say you have a shop doing $2 million a year. How much is all of that equipment worth in the shop on a good day? Maybe 100 grand, maybe 200 grand. Auto repair equipment just doesn't have a whole lot of resale value. So shops have a ton of cash flow, but not a whole lot of collateral. However, a lot of you guys are owner operators, meaning that you own the real estate that the shop operates out of. That solves one of the biggest problems of auto repair shop owners. This deal has no collateral. Well, this guy has an $800,000 building that he only owes $200,000 on. If you have real estate, commercial real estate, residential real estate, it doesn't really matter. It's going to be the cheapest and easiest option, but it also takes the longest. You are going to get the lowest interest rates on this because it's secured debt. Will a bank secure a piece of equipment? Sure. Does a bank know or want to sell an alignment rack to someone? Absolutely not. So the interest rates go accordingly. Does a bank want to sell a piece of commercial real estate? No, absolutely not. They don't want to default on any of this stuff. Have they, can they, and will they sell those in the future? Yeah. It's their favorite piece of collateral out there. If you have real estate, I would go that way first. And what you do with that real estate really depends on how much you need. Let's say you have a building that's worth $800,000, you owe $300,000, you say, Hunt, I need $100,000 to clean up some aggressive credit card bills. Would I refinance that? If you already have a crappy interest rate on there, then yeah, I'd go ahead and refinance that. However, a lot of my clients have very good interest rates right now and they don't want to touch it. So if I want a small amount, and if my bank will allow me to do this, I'm going to try to pull a line of credit off of my real estate and not refinance my debt. That being said, a lot of commercial real estate debt is out there at very low interest rates. Anytime that you want to do any sort of major changes to this, we are seeing you guys having to refinance this. It's really up to you guys. This was the conversation I was having with my client. He needs to get some money out of his building. He's got a really good mortgage on it right now. And he still has to decide of, Does refinancing some of this cheaper debt to give me all the money that I need make sense? Or do I want to kind of try and get bits and pieces of this and use my underlying cash flow or my current profits to pay it off? You have options. If you have real estate, if you have equity, you have options. So if you don't have real estate on it, then going and getting a business line of credit or a regular business loan is going to be the only thing that you can do. Going back to the cash flow and collateral idea, you're going to have to sell this to a bank. Will you have a lot of success going to your bank and saying, I'm Hunt's Auto Repair. I've ran up my credit card bills too high. I need $100,000 to pay off my credit cards. They don't generally like to pay off other debts. That doesn't give them any collateral. If I have a lot of profit, will a bank do that? Yeah, probably. Because they're looking at this and they're saying, we trust you. You make enough money. You're going to be able to afford this payment. We're going to do this. Do I need to have very strong financials in order to get approved for this? Again, yes. This is going to be A+ level credit. If you haven't really screwed up in the past, if you've never really got into a cash crunch on there, this is what you'd look for your bank to hop in there and help you out. If you have a bank that has no interest of coming there and helping you out, like you've been with them for 20 years, never got into a cash crunch, always paid your bills, and they're not there to give you a $100,000 line of credit when you really need it, then look for another bank. Now, the sad reality of this one is no one likes to do these deals. The regional bank that is your partner that does want to kind of understand your business and grow with you is becoming less and less common. That leads us to kind of the last two options, which is going to be these third-party FinCEN loans, and then the last one is going to be the credit card advance loans. So FinCEN loans are going to be like our Cabbage loans. That's going to be our Amex loans. That's going to be our PayPal loans. They are not going to be drawing money off of your credit card deposits. They look and smell much more like a real conventional loan, but they're going to be a lot shorter terms than what a bank loan's doing. Usually 3 years or less, a lot of them 2 years or less, and probably higher interest rates. These are unsecured loans. Unsecured is riskier than secured loans. How do we charge interest? Interest is based on risk. So if you go out and you get a mortgage, that might be, it's pretty bad right now. So probably 8%. You get a business line of credit, it's going to be double digits. If you get one of these FinCEN loans, depending on the length and terms of it, it's probably going to be mid-teens. Are they out there? Do they get you money relatively quickly? Yes. Can they work for you in a situation? Yes. Biggest concern about these FinCEN loans is you might think is interest rates. No, it is not interest rates. My biggest concern about these FinCEN loans, the Amex, the PayPal loans, the two-year paybacks, is just that. You got enough money to pay off all of the credit card debt that you've racked up over the last 5 years. Is it realistic to pay it back to these people over the next two? Maybe, but you better make sure that you understand the underlying issue that got you into it and really drive that profit. So the last one on here is if you can don't have any other place, you need money, you need to pay your employees, you need to pay the vendors on it. Yes, you can go out and get a credit card advance loan. I'm not going to throw any processors under the bus because all the processors do this, but essentially what they say is, Hunt, I'm going to give you 120 grand. You're going to pay us back 150 grand over 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, whatever it is. Can I get this money today? Yes. Will it fix any of your issues in the long run? 99% chance, no. The reason is most of these are taking roughly 20% of your credit card deposits. What if your net profit margin is only 10%? You are keeping 10% of your sales, your credit card processor is taking 20% of them. Where do you think that 10% is coming from? Probably your vendors, maybe your sales tax account. If you have to pay this back so quickly, you're taking more cash than you can really afford. Best case scenario, you hit every single mark. Everything is looking pretty good on here. You drive a 20% net income. At the end of the six-month loan with this credit card processor, is the loan paid off? Yes, because you're able to hit the marks. But what you've done in the meantime is you've paid $30,000 of interest and you have no reserves to show for it. Again, if your back's up against the wall and you need to pay your bills, a credit card advance is just like taking a large advance on an American Express or Chase. But again, it definitely needs to be coupled with something else. Most common thing that I see is someone comes and says, Hunt, I am out of money. I need money quick. All right, we need to kind of stretch out the credit cards a little bit till we can catch our breath and figure out what's going on. I've already done that hunt. All right, well then if you need to, you need to go get some money and the credit card advance is going to be the quickest way. For a lot of you guys, a credit card advance gives you guys the breathing room. But that 6 month, that 9 month should be time where you guys are scrambling to either fix the underlying profitability issue very quickly and bootstrap your way out of this, or get a much longer term refinance on this to really fix the problem. Things happen. Even the best businesses at some point in their career made a mistake or just need some capital. However, how they were able to find and repay this is probably the reason that they are successful or the reason why some failed. Just want to say thanks again for listening. As always, please share with your friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, please shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Looking for an easier way to catch the show and learn more from the Automotive Repair Podcast Network? Just go to arpn.app. That's arpn.app and download the free Automotive Repair Podcast Network app. Build playlists, share episodes, read show notes, and watch videos when available. Thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I will talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.